So yeah, I'd love to hear your story, Don. How did you start up with this new game? How did you come up with the idea?
So I was a casino dealer for years. Left the casino, started a business, Elite Casino Events, that does casino-themed parties for fun. No pressure, no risk, no reward, no gambling. And for the last 5 years, we've done parties, hundreds of parties. And the parties we go to, we always have the same dilemma. We encourage people to come learn how to play the best game ever, craps. And when they approach the table, they're intimidated by the game. They're intimidated by the people that are at the table, the amount of team members that are there. And even though the team members that work for us are very patient and understanding and are specifically trained to educate and teach them the game of craps, they're still confused. They look at the layout and they try to make sense of it, and there's words that are common English words, but they just don't understand how they apply to the game. And we found specifically young people were just were not interested in playing the game. Like, we might have some people that were baby boomers or even the generation that preceded them, you know, willing to come in and learn the game, but especially the younger generation, the millennials, and it was made us take pause and say, why is that? Why do people not want to learn this game? It's such a great game. And we said, well, what if we made our own game? You know, we own our casino party company. We can do whatever we want. What if we made our own game? And we made this game very simplified and very easy. And we eliminated everything on the craps table that was confusing, that was causing any confusion. For instance, sometimes on a craps table, seven wins. Sometimes it loses. That's extremely confusing to people. So there are words on the craps table: come, feel, pass, don't, all of those words. Unless you specifically know what they mean, you don't know what they mean. And you have to have someone teach you what they mean. And here's the problem with a younger generation is that I believe millennials, they were born with a device in their hand. And they've been using their thumbs to play and to communicate since they were toddlers. And they've been able to pick up that console and watch a game on the video screen, and they would teach themselves how to play it. So for them to walk up to a craps table and look at a dealer or a supervisor or even myself and say, teach me this game, that's not a comfortable place for them. First of all, they're not very good verbally. They're not verbal communicators. They're visual. They use those thumbs. They text. They email. They Facebook. They every type of communication for millennials is visual, not verbal. Is this working for you? And so it just we just said, let's do this. Let's make our own game. My husband and I, we said, let's put it together. Let's make an easy game. Let's make it so easy and so simple that a 12-year-old could play it. So, and let's make it visual. Let's make it so that there's no required communication between the dealer and the player. That just like the millennial learned how to play the game themselves, they should be able to walk up to this table and just watch it and learn how to play it without having any tutoring or information given to them from another party, be it a dealer or another player. So we came up with a game, and we said, what are we going to name this game? We need a really good name for this game. And in craps, they call Yo 11 before they say 11 to define that it's not a 7, because sometimes 7 is bad. And so we said, Yo, what a great name. And so we have branded that our game, Yo, and we have built the game to make it, like I said, all visual, very easy, player controlled bets. They place their wagers, they take their wagers, no need for verbal communication. And we've just simplified it, and we've made it self-explanatory. People know when and where to bet, and it should just be effortless and easy for them. And we're hoping that we're setting a template for gaming for 2020, because I do believe that it used to be old school that a man would teach a man how to golf, and a man or your uncle or your grandfather would teach you how to play craps or how to play poker. And I just don't think that our society, today, that is a part of our culture, and that we're not seeing that where the uncle or the grandfather or the father is teaching the young one how to play poker or how to play craps. And I think that the casinos honestly have seen a decline in how much craps play there is. And it's because this largest generation ever, 80 million millennials in the United States, coming in to be the ones that are going to sustain all businesses for the next 20 or 30 years. And I think it's critically important to recognize that and find how you monetize that within table games. And I think the way to do that is to, nobody wants to reinvent craps, but I think that you should think about who is going to be playing the games for the next 20 or 30 years. And if they're visual communicators, not verbal, a game that requires verbal communication, I think that it's bound to fade out and fade away. And I hope that's not the case, because it's a great game. But we're really excited about the potential of this. We've been able to, because we own our own entertainment company, we've been able to put the game live at different events. And we've been able to invite people to blindly come sit down and play it. And without them knowing that we have developed the game, we have been able to get raw feedback from those individuals. What do you like about the game? What's confusing about the game? How can we simplify the game for you after they've played it for 2.5 hours? Essentially, we've also been able to get that feedback from the dealers who have dealt that game. And we have been doing focus groups and test studies on this for the last 12 months. And so we've acquired a lot of data from that, and we have simplified down to our basic game, Yo, which is a seated half circle game, 6 player spots, and a self-sustained betting arc here where they can make their prop bets themselves. And then we've also done an Asian version of it, which we're really excited about, because we feel that that's another demographic that's being missed on craps. Is it a communication barrier? Is it they just not comfortable standing and playing? Is it that they like to touch things and it's really important for them to be able to touch and feel things when they play? Not quite sure exactly if it's one of those things or all of those things, but we feel that this is designing a game specifically geared toward that demographic has a great deal of potential. So we're very excited about that.